If you know where Sun Bowl Drive is and you turn on Dawson Road as though you're going into the back of the Sun Bowl Stadium, you'll be in a parking lot and you walk in the building right there and it's the Rubin Center. With me are the Assistant Director of UTEP's Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center, Melissa Barba, and she's joined by artist and educator Mauricio Olague. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
I have long suspected that some people have not discovered the Rubin Center, and it's just high time. This is the opportunity to do that. How long has the Rubin Center been there?
Actually, we're going to be celebrating our 10th anniversary.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yes. And what is the actual mission of the Rubin Center as far as the type of art that is exhibited there?
We focus on contemporary artists, which mm-hmm. are artists who are alive today.
Yes.
And also the main focus of the museum is thinking about where contemporary art meets contemporary life.
All right.
So making it relevant in our
yes.
world.
Mm-hmm. And it is, of course, on a university campus, and so there is the need to serve the student population and the cutting-edge artwork that they are creating. And speaking of somebody who was once a student, Mauricio, tell me about why you're here today.
I am here because actually I'm still a student. I'm getting a Master of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies.
I didn't know that.
That's the truth.
Right. How far out are you?
I'll be done in spring, I think.
Yay, congratulations.
And that is one of the focuses for the Rubin Center, in fact, to become a little more interdisciplinary. And I conducted a workshop as part of this bigger teaching and learning approach or aspect of the Rubin Center. And I taught a little workshop on murals to students as diverse as one that was homeschooled, some from the middle school, many different high schools from almost all the districts, and even one from the UACJ, the university, the Autonomous University over here in Juarez.
I guess why.
And
nice,
it was
nice,
really nice.
Nice
to see that diverse group of students all working together to create this really nice little mural.
Yeah, to see mural being taught on a university campus is in itself extremely exciting. And that also brings us to another reason that you in particular are here today, and that is that among the exhibitions currently up at the Rubin Center is Ignite, the Artistic and Educational Heritage of Gaspar Enriquez, who of course was just featured at the El Paso Museum of Art and whose work is a big draw at our wonderful new ballpark. And you were one of four or five, I believe, of his former students who created a mural as part of this exhibition. Tell me about that
process. That was a pretty interesting group also. It was Herman Delgado, who graduated a year after I did. He's a videographer. He's a documentarian, Herman Delgado, and Fabian Araiza, and Simi. And myself, and I think I have to give credit to Kata, Simi's girlfriend. And we got to hang out at Simi's studio over there by the brewery, Alameda Street, and create this amazing work of art honoring Gaspar and his legacy and his teacher, Mel Casas. So it's an exciting
And I don't
event.
Know if you mentioned Francisco Delgado.
Oh, Francisco Delgado.
He, of course, teaches here, and he's amazing. If you look up any of these names, you will see the impact they've had on our community and the work that they've done. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you stepped right into Gaspar's footsteps, literally, in his as he retired from Bowie High School, where he had taught for many years. You took over there.
Yeah, I'm sitting right there.
Excellent. Yeah, huge impact. And again, very exciting, vibrant exhibition there, a portrait series by Gaspar accompanying this mural.
Beautiful.
So anyone who, for whatever reason, has not experienced Gaspar Enriquez's work, you have this chance through September 27th at the Rubin Center. And there's another stunning exhibition by another amazing local artist, Rochelle Thevis. Tell me about that exhibit.
Rochelle Thevis, well, she is a metalsmith professor at UTEP and is retired actually this past May.
Oh,
and she's just an extraordinary person, an artist. And the focus of both shows, Ignite and Rochelle's Something Gleams, is a focus on access and excellence in the arts this year with UTEP Centennial.
Yes.
And so both of them are artist educators, and we're focusing on what they've done, sort of how they've impacted the community at large, like up to Mauricio and all of these former Bowie students creating this commission mural. Mm-hmm. And Rochelle also has had a great impact on so many students.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's extraordinary. And so it's looking at both of them, and also, too, in the time where they're teaching and doing sort of their jobs, they're also maintaining these really vibrant professional careers, mm-hmm. exhibiting all over internationally. So we have over 80 pieces of Rochelle Thebus's work, and it's
Does it focus on her or on her jewelry?
It does.
Okay.
And it's I would probably say it's a retrospective of her work. It's
that has to be fascinating.
It's extraordinary to see like the different sort of themes and sort of the body of her work. And
yes.
Sort of the spans.
There are a lot of interesting connections between the two artists. You know, both of those were my teachers. I'm very honored to have been a student of Rochelle's. And they're both just technically proficient, such excellence, you know.
Yeah.
And they're both great educators.
Absolutely.
And then the surfaces on a series of works that Rochelle has done, it's like a lowrider car paint surfaces. You have got to go see these
pieces.
Yes.
They when she started
amazing.
Using the automotive finishes.
Yes,
that were...
and Gaspar was a metalsmith also. Mm-hmm, so there's all these parallels. It's a great exhibition. People have got to go see this.
He started out, I think, in California machining.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he talk about starting in metals, definitely. In addition to these blockbuster, the two big exhibitions, you also have, in another space, Posters Without Borders and... then an accompanying student exhibition, the Dream Act student poster exhibition. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, the Posters Without Borders was curated by Antonio Castro, who is an associate professor of graphic design in the art department. And he also co-curated it with Eric Boltz and Aaron Wright, who are both from other universities.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the University of Colorado at Boulder and then the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Okay.
They have hosted an international poster exhibition, which you can see in our project space. And then in the glass gallery, they've had their students, they're all professors of graphic design, and they have their students who've created a poster competition or participated in a poster competition that they can see in the glass gallery. And that was actually juried by our staff at the Rubin Center.
One question that springs to mind immediately is, as I walk through exhibitions like these, I start thinking about what is the difference between a poster and other art forms or two-dimensional presentations. You know, I need to go to those classes, obviously, because I start thinking about these questions. And speaking of workshops, you do have Wonder Wednesdays, mini summer workshops. Your first one has already passed. That was in June, but you have two in July and then one in August coming up. Can you give me a quick overview on those?
Sure. We've created some interdisciplinary programming for young children, usually from about 5 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is going to be July 9th. And it's focusing on art and chemistry with Wax Resist. On July 30th, we'll have the Art of Chess, and that's going to be hosted by the Second Floor Chess Academy.
Well, that'll be fun.
And then August 6th, we'll have Art and Text, so coloring words, and we'll have a spoken word poet come and work with the students. All of this programming is free, and it's open to the public.
Well, you have given us so much to think about and so many different reasons to show up. I want to thank my guests today, Assistant Director of UTEP's Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center, Melissa Barba, along with artist and educator Mauricio Olague, who's carrying on some marvelous traditions here in El Paso as an artist and a teacher. The UTEP Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center for the Visual Arts is right off of Sun Bowl Drive on Dawson Road, and it's easy in and out. You must explore this place. You owe it to yourself. You can visit rubincenter.utep.edu or visit their Facebook page or call 747-6151. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Monica. Monica.